recess into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second.
Say it.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
I'll bother.
Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I will get now back into public hearings, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, there are legislative hearings because council uses information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public in those cases only on the Planning Zoning Commission's recommendations to County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, we have three hearings today, and the first one's conditional use number 2194. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a furniture making and repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres more or less, lying on the east side of Rust Road, approximately 0.25 miles south of Harbison Road, Route 5. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 4. Parcel 10.32, the 911 address is 20601 Rust Road, Harbison. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 17th of this year. At that time, a number of items, including an exhibit booklet, a staff analysis, and agency comments were submitted into the record. At that time, they deferred for further consideration, and at this time, the Commission has not made a recommendation. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon, Council, Mr. Moore and staff.
For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I am representing the applicant as well as the owner of the property. The property is owned by Marcel Smith and Philip Bortz, and the applicant is Imagination Renovation, a cabinet and furniture making and repair business. With me, to my right and your left, is Philip Bortz, who is one of the property owners, as you just heard, and is also one of the principals of Imagination Renovation, LLC. This afternoon's application, as you just heard when Ms. Cornwell read it into the record, is for a cabinet furniture making and repair business utilizing two existing buildings near the rear of the property. If you look on the screens, you can see their buildings are located right near the back. There's a larger pole building, and then behind it, more of a shed type structure. By way of a little bit of background, in case somebody is not oriented to this area, this property that's the subject of this afternoon's application is located along Rust Road, which is in what I'll call the greater rural southern Harbison area of the county, which is south of the intersection of Route 5 and 9. For driving directions, if you were leaving here and headed east on Route 9, when you reach the new Royal Farms at the intersection of Route 5, you would head south or take a right. And as you headed south, you would go past the Allen Harim plant over the railroad tracks in Harbison. And the first road that goes off to your right is Doddtown Road. If you continued on 5, headed south, the next road that heads off to the right is Rust Road. And frankly, on the screens, you can see a little bit of Harbison Road, Route 5. So right before, at the top of the screen, there it is. So that's as you would be headed south, you'd make the right onto Rust Road, and then this property would be on your left. As I indicated a moment ago, the property is owned by Mr. Bortz and Ms. Smith, his wife. A copy for the deed for the property was in the exhibit notebook that was presented at the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I highlight that just because if you looked at that deed, you would have seen that the property was purchased near the end of February, so it's a new property to them. They've owned it for about 9 months at this point. I liked the property and purchased it for a number of reasons. One, it's a nice large 5-acre lot along Rust Road with a nice house on it. But in addition, they bought it hoping that they would be able to use the pole buildings, which are at the rear of the property, as part of the business of which Mr. Bortz is a part of, Imagination Renovation, LLC. As was indicated, the property is 5 acres and is a large parcel. As you can see on the tax map, there's many similarly sized parcels and even larger parcels that are adjacent to it and in the general surrounding area. This is a typical rural area in Sussex County. You can see along Short Road there are a few lots that are a little smaller in size, but in whole, the property is surrounded by very similarly sized parcels, again, or larger farm tracts of land. The property is zoned AR1, and the 2018 comprehensive plan, the future land use map, shows this area as being in a low density area. Because of the AR1 zoning and the low density area designation on the comprehensive plan, the applicant is seeking a conditional use so that the use can be tailored to fit the surrounding area, as is part of the ordinance. The exhibit notebooks had the usual array of maps, one of which is the one that's located on the screen, showing some zoning maps, aerial imagery, and those types of things. As you would anticipate, DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study for this type of conditional use. Its letter indicated that it found that the traffic impact from this conditional use would be negligible, which, as council is aware, is a term of art that DelDOT uses. Survey or site plan for this conditional use was in the exhibit notebook at tab 5. And again, you can it doesn't look too much different from what you see on the screens around the room, as the buildings are already there. The buildings are at the rear of the property, far away from Rust Road. Two buildings, one of which, the larger one, is approximately 4,000 square feet, and the smaller building is just a little under 400 square feet. I suspect that not all of you are familiar with Imagination Renovation, LLC, so in the exhibit notebook at tab 4, there was a number of pictures from their website of the type of work that they do, and if you looked at those pictures, you would see some furniture that they repair, but the primary nature of their business is custom built-ins in homes. You see a lot of cabinetry and shelving as custom built-ins. The buildings at the rear of this property are the location where the repairs or the construction of those cabinets, built-ins, would occur. I stated a little differently. Those would be the workshop for where these pieces would be constructed and finished prior to them being taken to a customer's home and installed. The actual sales of what Imagination Renovation builds occurs in customer homes. It's rare for a person to come. There's not a retail business, in other words, where a person comes there and hopes to see a showroom to see what exactly it is that they might want. They go to customers' homes and show them examples of work and then review the home and see what type of project they might be able to undertake. So that about the only customer visits that, as Mr. Bortz has explained it to me, are if somebody wants to see work during process while it's under construction, if somebody wants to see what it looks like or how it's coming along, they might visit the site. But other than that, it's not a place where customers come and go from like a retail business or a showroom type store. Presently, in addition to Mr. Bortz, the other owner of the business, George Maringolo, a cabinet maker and an apprentice work on the construction of the pieces at the shop that they have at a different location. The business uses other individuals, other subcontractors, to actually install the built-ins in individuals' homes and businesses. The proposed hours of operation for this are 7 to 5 and Monday through Friday, and on Saturday, 8 to 2. And within those time periods, they don't always work that. As a matter of fact, I think Mr. Bortz would testify that they work a little less than that, but we're giving a little cushion on either end for beginning and end of day. I think more typically it's 8:30 to 4:30, but the 7 to 5, just in case somebody stays late or starts their day early, takes that into account. In addition, Mr. Bortz, I believe, testified to the Planning Commission that it's very rare for them to even work on Saturdays, but we left that opportunity and option in the proposed conditions. As far as security, as you can see, there's a home that basically blocks the view of these buildings, but the sort of built-in security for the site, as the Mr. Bortz and his wife live on the premises. With many conditional uses, there are concerns about noise, nuisances, odors, and that type of thing. This is actually a very self-contained use, as all of the work occurs indoors, and all of the materials are stored indoors because they're wooden and can't be exposed to the elements. And as I indicated at the Planning Commission, certainly the Planning Commission and County Council will not encourage this, but this is the type of business that could probably fly under the radar for many years without people realizing that there actually was a business use being made of the property, just because it's all contained indoors and at the rear of a fairly large tract of land. The proposed use is consistent with the conditional use tool, as it is public or semi-public in character, and for the convenience and general welfare of area residents. It certainly helps to promote the growth and convenience and prosperity of the county. It's obviously no secret in Sussex County that we're an expanding county, and there's a great need for the types of services that Imagination Renovation performs as far as in the construction industry and adding these types of built-ins and furniture repair to individuals who reside in the county. The staff analysis that was prepared indicated that there are several other conditional uses in the area. I highlight that largely just because if you look at the other conditional uses that are in the area, they are conditional uses of a much more public nature, things that are going to be visible from the road and things that involve outside storage. Again, this is a very low impact conditional use. You wouldn't know it unless you actually knew it was there and you were actually seeking it out to go and find it. As part of the submission and presentation to the Planning Commission, there was proposed findings of fact and conditions, and as was indicated, there hasn't been a recommendation yet. It is my client's hope that the proposed conditions would be adopted in large part by the, or recommended rather, by the Planning Commission and then adopted by County Council. That concludes my presentation. Myself and Mr. Borch are certainly available to answer any questions that members of the council or staff may have.
Any questions?
I have a couple. So it's only your, the request is just for that building. It's and the other 400 square foot one. It's
that's for the buildings that would be used in the business. We didn't designate a specific area of the property or try to draw a new line within the property for some type of conditional use line. But the two buildings that are used in the property are the two at the rear. Yes, that's correct.
And you mentioned another shop somewhere else. So is there talk to me about that a little bit.
They currently operate out, and I'm going to ask Mr. Borch because it's been a little while since. Where do you currently operate out of, Mr. Borch? And if you could introduce yourself to the council.
Hi, I'm Phil Borch. Pleasure to meet you folks. We currently rent a piece of property in an industrial park in Dagsboro, and we're outgrowing it, quite frankly.
Would you move that business here?
Oh, yes, sir.
So you'd close the Dagsboro one and
yes, sir.
And bring it, but there's not two separate.
No.
This group does that. This group.
No.
How many employees?
Well, there's my partner and myself. We have a cabinet maker that works for us, and we've unfortunately had a little bit of an influx of cabinet making apprentices that have come through. There's usually not more than four of us on site at any given time. I do have some subcontractors that'll help with installations, but they kind of come and go. They're not there working all day, and oftentimes they'll just meet me at the job site with a trailer full of cabinets or furniture, and they'll help me install it.
Okay, so it's a conditional use for construction of the cabinets, not the retail of the cabinets.
No, in fact, I discourage people visiting us. we don't put our address on our website. It's a purely manufacturing little environment, and customers, you know, sometimes they ask too many questions, or it's just not a safe place if they don't know. You know, there's a lot of sawdust and blowing around in there. Okay.
Good deal. Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Any other questions? If not, did you have anything else, Mr. Hutt?
No, that concludes our presentation.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. As you know, since there was no recommendation from Planning and Zoning, we do need to keep the record open. We need to defer and keep the record open for Planning and Zoning's recommendation and the public having the 5 days after to respond.
We will close the public hearing. Add Mr. Moore with a short title, and then we'll defer it.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for furniture making and repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
My recommendation is for defer.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to defer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I have a motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next.
Next case is change of zone number 1893. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.474 acre more or less, lying in the northeast corner of Sussex Highway Route 13 and Boyce Road. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 12, Parcel 113. The 911 address is 28537 Sussex Highway in Laurel. Staff and at the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 17th of this year. At that time, a number of items, including a staff analysis, exhibits from the applicant, were submitted into the record. At that time, the Planning Commission deferred for further consideration, and as of this date, they have not made a recommendation. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Mr. President, before we start this hearing, I'd like to point out that I have represented the applicant in the past, and however, I don't have a vote on this matter and simply conduct a hearing, but did want that you to be aware of that.
Sure, thank you.
And are there any questions of counsel of Ms. Cornwell? If not, sir?
Yes, my name is Kevin Smith with the Kircher Group out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, here representing the client, Mr. Sam Connors. He is one of the partners in LBG Homes, which owns this particular property. It was formerly known as Bayside Seafood over in the Laurel area. It's been run as a commercial business for the last few decades, and it's kind of been assumed that the property was designated for commercial use as the years have gone on. In doing research, it's found that this particular property is zoned AR1. I think a few decades earlier it was brought in and it was a produce stand. And then the applicant previous to our client went in to expand the building a few decades ago. And they changed that type of business from produce to seafood and a sit-in area. I believe my client said that they had pizza ovens. So it was being run as a commercial style business in an AR1 zone. And as you can see, it's pretty much engulfed with commercial properties around it. This is the sole outlier in this corner of this little intersection area. There's a used car lot to the north, just across the roadway there. I'm trying to get the name of the road. Boyce Road. There's an office complex with several buildings. As you go further to the south, there's many commercial businesses. The client doesn't wish to expand the building. They don't wish to improve the property at this time. They just want to bring the use of the building and property into zoning.
Any questions of counsel? Okay. Did you have anything else to present?
I do not, no.
Yeah. If there are no questions, is there anyone else that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone else who wants to speak on behalf of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And as I'd indicated on the last one, planning and zoning did not act, and we'd have the same restrictions on this on action.
We will close the public hearing. Ask Mr. Moorman a short title, and then we'll defer it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amending comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 0.474 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Riley, to defer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next case, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1894. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.368 acres, more or less, lying on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 0.38 mile south of Lazy Lagoon Road. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 4, Parcel 61. The 911 address is 35029 DuPont Boulevard, Boulevard in Frankfurt. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 17th of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including a staff analysis, plans showing the property, and the zoning map. At that time, the Planning Commission deferred for further consideration, and as of this time, they have not made a recommendation. Thank you. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, the floor is yours.
Okay, good afternoon, Council and Chairman. My name is Howard Pepper Jr. I'm representing the Pepper Family Trust that owns this property. I'm in the same boat as the previous gentleman. In 1973, this lot was used for a mobile home sales park and trailer sales, and up until about a year ago, it's been used commercially. Several months ago, my son took interest into wanted to rent it from the family to open a hardscape business there, and there was a trailer there, and we got a notification from Planning and Zoning to renew the five-year application. And at that point, it came to light that the property was zoned AR1, and the people that had rented the property from us previously had used my address down the street as the address for that, which is commercial property. So my son and I have been working with Planning and Zoning to try to rectify the situation, and we're asking the council to consider changing this from AR1 to C3 so everything will fall in line.
Okay. And do you have anything else?
None other than it's been used since 1973 as commercial property, whether it was zoned that way or not.
Yeah. Any questions from council?
And all the red area around there is also commercial, correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
Yeah. The only reason why the rest of it's not is the farm was put in the Delaware Preservation right. Property. The red on the bottom is my property on the right side. Yep. Which is residential but zoned commercial.
Right.
Yeah. And the C3 is what they need to have this hardscape business or whatever?
Yes, the C3 would allow for the landscaping business, hardscape business.
Okay. Any other questions?
Does C2 do that as well?
C2, let me get there. From a zoning perspective and a land use perspective, the C3 makes more sense as it is on the highway, because that is our heavy commercial. C2 would also be acceptable, I believe, based on the uses, but the C3 would be more consistent to the existing C1 zoning from a planning perspective.
Understood.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition?
Sure.
Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and the same situation exists here too.
We close the public hearing. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.368 acres more or less.
Pleasure of council, and motion to defer.
Motion
to defer. Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
To defer. Any questions? Take the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.
So you know.